voice of the Carolinas.
Lee, I can't believe this.
Okay.
I can't believe it's not getting more attention. We know sanctuary cities protect murderers, rapists, people wanted, no joke, in Guatemala for three murders who are on the run. Hey, great guy, though. Well, no, we're just going to ignore that ICE detainer, let you out on the street. ICE could pick you up so you can't hurt anyone, but we're going to let you go. You killed two or three, that's okay. We're fine with that. We're Democrats. So, you know how that works, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the outrage of that and the bloodshed, the death toll from it. But they've added a new crime they want to protect, Lee.
All right.
Yeah, it's exciting. A crime that up until this week, they wouldn't even admit existed. They want to protect illegal immigrant felony voters.
Okay.
This is new.
Yeah.
This is new. No less outrageous, but new. Wait. Didn't they say that's the thing that never happens?
Exactly, because that all this is a conspiracy theory that, there's no illegal voting going on. It just doesn't happen. No, there's no evidence to support it. That's a debunked theory, conspiracy theory. Yeah, all right, right.
It's after Trump's speech a few weeks ago. He said, there's 278,000 illegal immigrants on the voter rolls of just four states.
Yeah.
No states. One of them was New Jersey. Went, till Trump bought the receipts and they were forced to admit, all right, there might be 6,600 illegal immigrant voters on the rolls in our state, but nobody voted. Oh, no. Look, a record 400 illegals voted. Now, Trump and Musk both say it's 35,000, mm-hmm. not 6,600. And it's going to be 35,000. We're just not there yet. Okay. So naturally, when federal laws are broken because it's kind of a felony mm-hmm. to vote in a federal election. If you're an illegal immigrant, you shouldn't even be here. Guess what? They launch, I know this is a radical idea to you Democrats, a criminal investigation. Well, the Department of Justice did that. New Jersey, they should do that. Again, every one of those 400 votes is a felony. Well, they gave the state of New Jersey 5 days to go ahead and comply with a criminal investigation into the voting, turn over the names, then, the country of origin, the addresses, all of this stuff for those voters, for the 400 voters. In other words, turn over your internal voter rolls.
Mm-hmm.
The governor of New Jersey says no. She has to protect, get this, New Jersey citizens.
Non-citizens who are registered to vote and the approximately 400 that did vote, to what extent will your administration comply with the Trump administration's request in that regard?
As I have said, I am not in the habit of turning over private identifying administration information of the citizens of New Jersey. This federal government is weaponizing the government against individuals that disagree with them. I am working to protect people and their private data here in New Jersey.
Okay, Lisa, if you and I, say, defraud a credit card company, we just call that our private data, right?
Right? Yeah, exactly. And we won't let anybody look at it. No.
You can't
investigate evidence of a crime.
No. That's private data.
Yeah.
Do you like how much she spends there? But I know they might felony level illegal immigrant voting. No. They're just people who disagree with Trump. So now in New Jersey, get this, felony level illegal immigrant voting,
which doesn't happen,
but then also does.
Does, yeah.
Right. Felony level illegal immigrant voting is just people disagreeing with Trump.
Okay.
Whose data needs to be protected from the what? Criminal investigation? Okay, again, we're seeing this all week. This is just crazy town. If I voted twice in election, you voted twice mm-hmm. in election, man, you were just for this candidate, you voted twice,
right.
And you got caught, what would you expect?
Oh, I would be prosecuted.
Right.
For
yes.
voter fraud.
Yeah, yes, because it's illegal.
Yes.
Why do they get a pass? Because they're illegal. So what you saw this week is Democrats trying to establish a new standard. Well, if an illegal immigrant votes, that's just a citizen of fill in the state here disagreeing with Donald Trump and Trump being a dictator because he wants their private information.
But yet you want to know about every gun I have in my house.
Well, yeah, of course. Of course you do. Of course they do. Okay. And we're seeing this all of it. I mean, this double standard is mind-boggling. For instance, New York Times this week did an article. They are butthurt and completely outraged. Listen to this. You know what ICE agents are doing? They are going to airports, good for them. And apparently, up until now, these illegal immigrants have been flying on expired visas, because that's what you are when you overstay your visa. You're an illegal immigrant.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's just like if your driver's license expired and you were driving a car. Guess what?
I was going to get to that in a sec.
Sorry.
I was going to get to the seat. I looked it up. Guess what happens if you book an all-important business trip or you want to go to your family reunion? You've got to fly for some reason and it's important. And you go to the airport, Greenville Airport, and your driver's license, if you're using that as your ID, is expired. Do you get to get on the plane?
No, you don't.
But up until the last few weeks, I didn't know this till the New York Times told me, people were still flying on expired visas if they were not American. But if you're an American, no can do.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so ICE, I guess, got wind of this, whatever. So they've been just sitting in airports waiting for the people with the expired visas to come through, arresting them and deporting them. Yeah. New York Times is outraged. Says it's not fair. Some of them are married to Americans, and that's just not fair. And, of course, you know what they always do. They always find that one case of that one person married to an American,
but
and it's terrible.
Even if they are, it's just like still.
You know what? A lot of people in this audience have foreign spouses. I hear from them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they went through, because they love this person. And, man, you really got to love somebody to go through this with them. Like 20 years of applications and incredible expense. And they're every time. Those are people who get the maddest about this. Is the people with the spouses who are foreign and did it the right way because it's so hard. So I'm sorry. No, I just didn't feel like doing it. I didn't want to pay the money is not a thing. So I didn't know that. I had no idea that you cannot go through as an American with something expired, but if you're a foreigner, okay, oh well. Well, anyway, New York Times is outraged by this. They are trying to establish, if you're an illegal immigrant, you can, do whatever on an expired license. If you don't want to have, say, participation in a traffic stop, go ahead and ram the ICE agent, and they should just let you drive away. And, oh, by the way, you can vote, too, if you would like, because that's just disagreeing with Trump. I mean, technically it's a felony under federal law, but hey, they're illegal immigrants. This is where we are, folks. But the fact that I'm even talking to you about this, instead of it just continuing to go on, is progress. We have now forced New Jersey to defend illegal immigrant voting, which is not going to end well for them. Anyway, I just can't believe we have a sitting governor. I mean, this isn't even sanctuary city. This is, yes, they violated federal law by voting in a federal election. We're not turning their names over. Will you be letting them vote in the next federal election, or just checking?
Yeah. And I don't understand how you can sit there and claim that some type of voting record is private information. Actually, you're participating in a public activity, which is voting. Yes, how you vote is protected. We do have secret ballot, but the fact that you voted is still public record.
Meanwhile, down in Florida, did you see what just happened down there? Florida caught a illegal immigrant from Canada. He's been here for like 2 decades. He has voted illegally 7 times. And he's going to prison, which is good news, right?
Yeah.
10 years he's facing. Good. I hope he does every day of it. So here's the thing. Do you know how they finally got him? The Attorney General of Florida, this is a big story yesterday, the Attorney General of Florida used the SAVE database that DOJ built for Trump. So that database, we now have an instantaneous way to run voter rolls against it, find all the ghost, dead, fake, illegal immigrant voters. We could find them right away. It takes no time at all.
Because we want to have faith in our elections, don't we, Tara?
Yes. And I just want to say to these Democrats, because I've played you all the audio, Nancy Pelosi's running around saying Trump's going to steal the election. Well, to my Democrat friends, I want to help. I don't want Trump to steal the election either. You got a point there. So what we need is voter ID to keep Trump from stealing the election. I agree with you. It's odd that the people on a loop now who are telling us Trump's going to steal the 2026 and 2028 election are also the people who do not want voter ID. Is that weird or what?
Yeah, but that goes to my theory that whatever they accuse you of is exactly what they are doing.
Yeah, so I'm on board for that, just my liberal troll. So I am down with whatever it takes to secure our election from Trump stealing it. Absolutely. I think we should go full voter ID, check the rolls, pull out the stops. Anyway, so down in Florida, okay, listen to this. This is crazy. The Attorney General of Florida says, thank God we caught this illegal immigrant who voted seven times. We're prosecuting him. We used the SAVE database to do it. And after we used the SAVE database created by Trump and Doge to detect this guy, this order came down from a Biden-appointed judge saying we're not allowed to look at it anymore. Why? Because you might catch the illegal immigrant voters. I mean, Lee, this is getting so obvious. Yeah. Like, could they make it any more obvious? Here's the Attorney General of Florida.
He now faces 2 third-degree felonies.
Good.
And up to 10 years
Fantastic.
In prison. Building this case was possible because of the SAVE database, which allows states to look up citizenship data and ensure only Americans vote in our elections. Last year, Florida signed a landmark agreement with the Department of Homeland Security that requires free access to the SAVE database with improved search capabilities. That agreement is judicially enforceable for 20 years. Future administrations cannot walk away from it.
Good.
Yet Biden-appointed Judge Sparkle Spookanan overstepped her authority and blocked access to the SAVE database. Her activist ruling makes it harder to verify citizenship and slows our ability to hold aliens accountable for stealing votes in Florida elections. But no, we will not back down.
So as soon as Florida successfully uses it, this was with the Attorney General of Florida saying, Lee, Democrat judge is like, no, stop. Stop you. Stop it. Okay. Look, I just don't understand. I mean, if these people just like I said, they want to stop Trump from stealing this election. I mean, I would think they'd want to use the SAVE database, but they don't.
You'd be applying logic and that just doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work. DOJ uncovering $350 million in fraud across the Southeast. Just the latest in theft from the American taxpayer. Supposed to shut up and take it. Speaking of shutting up, I want to wrap the week of Fauci lies, gloriously and shockingly uncovered, with this. Because it's just a cautionary tale. I dug this up, seeing as I'm on my third YouTube account. And, you know, as I lost the first and second YouTube account, you lose it on the third strike, by the way. So I talked you through each of my strikes and every one of my strikes came from me saying something about COVID or COVID-related or shot-related that ended up being true. So I'm now on my third account. I don't expect that YouTube account will last very long. Here's ex-YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki at the time. And she's doing an interview with some pointy-headed liberal reporters saying, look, we got all these vaccine deniers, mask deniers. You know, some of them seem to be virologists from Harvard and Stanford and Oxford. Anyway, they're idiots. They're not listening to Fauci. What do we do about these people? YouTube CEO says, well, we're censoring them as fast as we can. We've taken down more than 1 million videos. Here she is, and this is back during the Biden administration when Fauci was at the zenith of his power and his lies.
It's been one of my top priorities, and with regard to COVID and with regard to vaccines, that has been a top priority for us. We have a number of different ways that we address that. So first of all, we want to make sure that if there's information that violates our policies, we came up with 10 different policies around COVID, then if that's a violation of policies, then that's something that we'll remove. We removed over 1 million videos associated with COVID.
Videos, honey, you took both my YouTube accounts for saying true things. Who were you working with? You know, as the YouTube CEO at the time.
Have you talked to the Biden administration at all about vaccine hesitancy or vaccine misinformation?
Well, we did an event actually with the Biden administration, including President Biden himself, with a number of creators, Fauci as well.
Oh, okay, Fauci, yeah. And the reporter asked, "Really, like, what are you doing? We're trying to understand these vaccinating hesitant people. What is wrong with them, Susan?" Susan says she doesn't really know. She just takes down their videos. The whole time, Anthony Fauci had a vaccine injury and was hiding it. We really know about this because of his diary. Here's RFK reacting in shock to this week.
He got vaccinated, a very, very public press conference in January of 2020. And then he had, and this is the first time that we knew this from the diary, he had a pulmonary infarction, which is one of the adverse events that NIH, CDC, and FDA said are expected from the vaccine. He never told anybody. He got treated for it privately by the best doctors in America. At the same time, he was telling everybody that that was not an adverse event.
By the way, a pulmonary infarction is not like a bruise or something that goes away. It's when part of your lung dies due to a blood clot, which they said the shot didn't cause, but turns out it did. Well, now we know, thanks to RFK and Ron Johnson's investigation of this in the Senate, he's got a whole committee dedicated to it, that what the Biden administration did was use an algorithm to repress the shot side effects and the deaths. Well, Fauci hid his shot injury and after that went out knowing he was going to kill people, hurt and maim and kill people with that shot, and demanded, backed up Joe Biden, that you take that shot or you lose your job. Hundreds of thousands of people did. We could have saved them, but YouTube was too busy censoring their videos. My personal favorites, I don't know, during that period were on Rumble, and they were morticians, and they were pulling these long white clots out, and they were keeping them in jars because they'd never seen anything like it. I mean, they've seen red blood clots before. That's natural. It happens in human bodies, but not white blood clots. And saying, stop taking the shot. But they just had a study out this week. It was a mortician saying 25% of the dead from that period were shot injured. I mean, just on and on and on and on. So what was the outcome of that censorship by the YouTube CEO? How many deaths and VAERS again, Senator Johnson?
But early on in March and April, because I was concerned, I was following VAERS. VAERS was screaming at us. If we were looking at the thousands of deaths, early on, 46% of those deaths were occurring on the day of vaccination, in 1 or 2 days. We're up to almost 39,000 deaths. 24% of those deaths occurred on the day of vaccination or within 1 or 2 days. So this has been available month by month by month since about March, April of 2021. And the federal officials are still not acknowledging it.
How might we have known about the 39,000 deaths in VAERS? By the way, VAERS is a federal government database meant to track shot injuries. How might we have known? YouTube videos. Oh, but the CEO took them all down because Fauci said to. Dang, that's so bad. Here's, think how many lives we could have saved. This is why censorship kills. Here's Ron Johnson. He's had 2 months of hearings on the dead, those infected with cancer. It's an absolute disaster. Had people from the London School of Medicine all over the world, the world's foremost virologists, who now are allowed to speak on YouTube somewhat. And he's asking CNN's Manu Raju, like, why won't you cover this? Why do you keep asking me about Iran? I'm having shot hearings. All these people are dead.
Senator Johnson, can we get you on the COVID cover-up? So why do you think legacy media such as CNN's not covering this?
Why aren't you covering this?
I want to ask you about Iran, the war in Iran.
Yeah, you really ought to cover the fact that Peter Marks knew on March 1st of 2021 that their algorithms were hiding safety signals on 26 days later, found out 25 serious adverse events like sudden cardiac death, pulmonary infarction, Bell's palsy, different types of strokes, and they buried it. They hid it. It's a major scandal. It's even as big a scandal that the major media is completely ignoring the story. It's been out now for almost 6 weeks.
Can I ask about I'm sure that was your question. You're trying to ambush me. But no.
Do you hear that? 25 serious cardiac and other side effects of the shot. You hear which one he mentions, Senator Ron Johnson? Pulmonary infarction. Exactly what what Fauci had. Part of his lung died from a shot clot. He covered it up, hit it, and then had people talking honestly about it on YouTube censored, including me. I wasn't talking about that particular side effect, but I was talking about the dangers of the shot, but I was also talking about true things about COVID, including its origin. I lost 2 YouTube accounts. Can you imagine if instead we had done what we've done since the founding? And instead of censoring people saying true things in the word of a bureaucrat who it turns out was lying, what if we said, no, we're not going to take down their videos, but you can record all the videos you want refuting people who say the shot is deadly and then just put them up. Why can't we have a debate? Folks, they are only afraid of a debate under one circumstance. They are lying. You're watching the Democrat Party and Democrat Socialists of America platform enacted on your computer screen in Spain. Mass invasion, check. No border patrol, nope, no border patrol, check. The authorities defanged and just standing there watching the whole thing as 50,000 migrants storm Ceuta and a second town in Spain. I fully expect it'll continue today, just standing there watching. Almost all of them military-aged Muslim men. There were a few burqas in the crowd. A couple of them bought their babe, but most of them, yeah, military-aged young men. Did you see the video? I retweeted a lot of it of what they commenced to do once they got in. One neighborhood was burnt to the ground after they set fire to cars, and then the fire spread. They almost immediately began smashing their way into homes and businesses, to people trying to keep them out because they've obviously been disarmed. They're like sheep. They've been disarmed, trying to stop them with barbed wire, just literally making barbed wire nests across the fronts of their businesses and their homes. There's one video, and I love this. I don't know where the migrants got the ladders. Maybe they stole them too. I don't know. Folks were thinking initially they were safe like on the second floor from the migrants that were storming their town, but no. They started smashing their way in through second floor, like apartment windows, condo windows and stuff, with using ladders. So you're actually seeing the video. People had to put barbed wire out on the second floor too to keep them out. Disarmed, helpless. What is the purpose of this? Replacement. Replacement of conservative voters. How do I know that? Oh, you're just saying racist things, Tara. Replacement theory is racist. You mean Irene Montero, former equality minister for the Socialist Party and an MEP, explained this? Yes, she did. Now, they wait till after the amnesty passes. See, once you pass an amnesty, then it acts like a magnet. That's why we saw the invasion that we saw yesterday. It'll go on today, too, because they're going to let it. She was very clear about what the purpose of the amnesty of the Moroccan migrant Muslims was, quote, replacement, unquote. Of course, I want there to be replacement. Replacement de fachas. Reemplazo de fachas. What is a facha? It is a negative slang term for conservatives. Of course, I want there to be replacement. Replacement of what roughly translates to dirty conservatives, of racists, she says. Of course, we're racist. She wants them replaced. That was the point. Now, they don't tell you that till after the amnesty, you understand. Before, it's just, well, economic and humanitarian. Afterward, they tell you the truth. Yeah, we're always going to replace you. By the way, she mocked conservatives because they will be voting in 2027. And then they immediately instituted digital ID-style protections for themselves and mass censorship. Because if you're going to do a thing like that, you got to censor it. Now, here's some of the details on how this is going and how this will go. When you look at the timeline, it's horrific. On the 29th of July, Mohammed V, the king of Morocco, pardoned over 2,000 hardened criminals on Throne Day. They then loaded them in garbage trucks, there's video of this online, and essentially ejected them into Spain. We've seen this before. Remember, Venezuela did this. Why? This is an international program by the globalists to install permanently left-wing governments through the replacement of conservative voters, as Irene helpfully explained to us, Irene Moreno. in Spain. Where was the leadership of Spain when this was going on? Oh, this is the punchline. In Morocco, with the leadership of Morocco. Initially, the president refused to do anything. Then he declared a state of emergency, sent the military, but barred them from doing it. Because you watch the videos, just galling. The young men are laughing, high-fiving, screaming and yelling as they file by the military, which simply stands there and observes. And that's how they did it. And the government of Morocco, again, loaded these people appropriately onto garbage trucks and took them to the border, including the more than 2,000 hardened criminals. Because, I mean, who can blame them? I mean, do you want to keep them? Do you want to feed them? No, send them to Spain. Now, here's the bad part, folks. I'm going to explain how this is going to go down. You know where they're going to eventually go, right? Well, Spain didn't exactly pass Brexit, so they'll be all over Europe. Where are they coming after that? Here. Wait, what? Yeah. Here. I'll explain. Next. Sucks to be Spain. Yeah, full-on Muslim invasion from Morocco. As the leaders of that country hang out with Mohammed V, the leader of Morocco, who just conveniently before the invasion pardoned and released over 2,000 of the most hardened criminals. Exactly. It's so eerie. Exactly as Venezuela did. Remember when the leadership was bragging, yeah, we're just sending them to America. UK Daily Mail was covering the whole thing. Yeah, we're just going to send them to America. Here, enjoy. And remember, they were hardened Trinidad and Tobago criminals too. It's like we've seen all this before. The deliberate invasion by Muslim men. It's just as if, and I played the audio for you earlier, you know that co-chair of the Democrat Socialists of America? And she met on Fox News earlier this week. And what did she say? Oh, this is part of a coordinated international plan. Yeah, that's why it feels so familiar. Now, we've seen the hordes of people running across the border under Joe Biden and the Democrats. We've seen that before. But remember the part where you recruit criminals, terrorists, and the most violent young men? See, because like I remember that. Do you remember Anthony Aguero's reporting all those years ago during the Biden administration that the Organization for Islamic Cooperation was organizing radical Muslim men of military age from more than two dozen Muslim countries and paying to bring them to the U.S. desert? And remember the UK Daily Mail reporting that the Biden administration forced border agents to go out to the Trump wall at Lukeville with a blowtorch? There's a door and it was locked into like basically permanently welded open. See, because they couldn't run those obviously Muslim military age men through the established illegal immigrant invasion, you know, points, the voter drive points, because that started to freak people out. So they hit them and they ran them through in the middle of the night. And every single night, Anthony Aguero, investigative reporting, would report, yeah, somewhere between 700 and 1,000 of them running through, and Organization for Islamic Cooperation is running them through, you know, day after day after day. As a future Democrat voters, I mean, they vote Democrat at a more than 90% rate, so you can understand why you'd include them in a voter drive, but you really would want them brought in under cover of darkness. And I want to play that today because it very much mirrors what you're seeing in Ceuta, Spain, what you're seeing, the organized invasion, while the elites of the country of Spain look the other way.
The last couple of months, I myself have documented countries from Afghanistan, Chad, Egypt, Guinea, Indonesia, Iran, Jordan, Libya, Mali, Mauritania, Morocco, Pakistan, Senegal, Somalia, Turkey, Yemen, Syria, Bangladesh, Cameroon, Iraq, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan. This organization is part of is called the Islamic Cooperation, and these men continue to arrive every single night down here on the southern border. Last night, I was out there with a group of about 700 Africans and men from the Middle East, all from predominantly Muslim countries.
Sounds a lot like what's happening in Spain. Super weird, especially after the co-chair of the Democrat Socialists of America told Shannon Breen on Fox News earlier this week, hey, yeah, this invasion is definitely coordinated at the international level. Why? Replacement. Not my opinion. I'm just repeating. Replacement voting. I'm just repeating what Irene Montero, former equality minister and leader of the political movement called Podemos, their socialist, former equality minister in the current government said after the amnesty. She said, yeah, we're just replacing conservatives with these Muslim men that you're seeing here. So another thing you can do about it. Here's the Spanish president, Pedro Sanchez, talking about this amnesty after and subsequent invasion, after Elon Musk criticized him.
Some say we've gone too far, that we're going against the current. But I would like to ask you, when did recognizing rights become something radical? When did empathy become something exceptional? Spain is above all a welcoming country, and this is the path we choose. Dignity, community, and justice. Some
where those migrants didn't seem to be choosing the path of dignity when they were setting cars on fire yesterday or smashing their way into businesses, or the poor people who don't have guns were having to put up the barbed wire in front of their businesses and homes, including on the second floor, to keep them out. Dignity did not seem to be a major concern of theirs, or quite frankly, of the government's. Folks, what are you seeing here? No borders, check. No funding of ICE or any other border patrol, check. Defund the police, check. Nothing in between you and those invading your country, invading your home, hoping to hurt you. Check. Elon Musk writes about the invasion of Spain. It's basic math. This was a tweet. It's basic math. If Spain offers free stuff to migrants that is above 90% of the living standards of Earth, they create a forcing function for 90% of the Earth's residents to move to Spain, which is around 7 billion people. Spain's entire budget will be destroyed by illegal migrants, Elon Musk writes. Its basic math is Spain offers free stuff to migrants that is above 90% of the living standard of the Earth. They create a forcing function for 90% of Earth to move to Spain, which is around 7 billion people. Well, if Spain can't afford that, who do you think can, though? You're looking at him. Right there in the mirror, you! Because guess what we have with Spain? Visa reciprocity. Oh, yeah, you can come here for 90 days. So, or you could go to Spain, which I would not advise at this time. You can go to Spain for 90 days. Don't even have to get visa. Isn't that exciting? It's called visa reciprocity, meaning we share an agreement with Spain, several other European countries too, regarding visa validity periods, fees, entry requirements. So U.S. citizens can travel to Spain for up to 90 days without a short stay visa. Spanish citizens can travel to the U.S. for up to 90 days without a visa through the U.S. Visa Waiver Program. Folks, it's got to go. When you look at the jihadists and the folks that have been let into Europe, we got to shut down. I mean, you're watching because they've already given amnesty to 1.3 million. They say that they're going to continue amnestying people, but it doesn't matter. The 1.3 million, they're Moroccans too. Most of them unvetted. Some of them terrorists. They're getting visas. They'll be able to travel in 2027. Here. We have to end the visa waiver, or we're going to get invaded too. So you see those guys coming in to Ceuta and to Spain from Morocco, and you're laughing, those poor people. So glad they're not. Yeah, they're going to be here in the next couple of years, especially if a Democrat wins. So, folks, we need to begin having a serious conversation about the visa waiver program. It is too dangerous.